In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is the fourth Sunday of Easter, and traditionally it's Good Shepherd Sunday. And so, yeah, last year we read a very similar passage to this year at this time. There are several places in John's Gospel, well, actually within one kind of long discourse, where Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd, or the Gateway, or several other things. These are the I Am statements of John. And they're significant not only for what they say in particular, but also for Christ claiming that title, I Am. When Moses met God at the burning bush, he said, "Who should I say sent me?" And God replies, "Say, I Am sent you." I Am is a name for God. We look at it and think, okay, well, that's just sentence structure. You've got a pronoun. You've got a linking be verb. But it's significant in the language of the people, especially in Greek. You can say things in Greek without actually giving the pronoun. If you've studied foreign languages, many of them, you change the ending, you change what pronoun goes with it. So you can say, I am, in Greek with one word. But you can also say it with two, ego eimi. And that's what we find in these passages. It's an emphatic I am. In John's Gospel, Jesus of Nazareth claims the title of I Am, the same one that God had. And then notice at the end of our reading, he talks about, I lay down my life. No one takes it from me. I lay it down. John's Gospel, Jesus is large and in charge. There's none of this passion in the garden. There's none of this, let this cup pass from me. It's, I'm doing this, and you better like it. Okay, probably not that harsh, but in John's Gospel, Jesus is very much the Christ. Mark, not so much. You can get all kind of readings from Mark, which is why we have four different Gospels in our Bibles. We need all these different understandings of Christ. Sometimes we need the Christ who worries and agonizes and is distraught over what's going to happen because we feel that way so often. Lord, I don't know how to go on, but I'll go on. Because I know you're with me. At other times, we need that strength that we see from the Christ in John. I lay down my life. They don't take it from me. I get to choose, and I'm doing this for you. I'm willing to do this for you. I need to hear that too. That's why we have so much variety in Scripture. And far from causing a problem, oh, there's conflicts and contradictions in Scripture, it doesn't matter. There's no way to capture God in mere words of human beings. Anything that we can describe completely cannot be God. Quite often we talk about you cannot fit God in any box. We can never plumb the depths of God. And so it's no wonder that different people at different times have tried to express their relationship with God and have failed at words. Have done the best they could. The transfiguration, when Peter and James and John go up on the mountaintop with Jesus, and he's transfigured, he's glowing white. In Mark, it says that Peter is literally babbling. He has no idea what he's saying. How could any of us be able to put into words the glory and majesty of God? Anything we say falls short. Anything we say is not going to be quite right. There are no words to express it. We can only experience it and treasure it and try in our own failing way to express that to others. And yet, we know that Christ moves in our lives. We have felt the presence of God. At least I hope you have, because it is very real. I know I have. There have been times when I could not take another step. And it wasn't me. It was God in me. For whatever God's purpose was for my life. I can't imagine. I don't have much to offer. But God still tries to use me. Bless his heart. And so we do that. We respond to God. Even if we can't explain it. Even if it seems too weird to be true. The fact of the matter is, it's too weird to be false. I said before, if we were going to make something up, it wouldn't be this. It'd make a whole lot more sense. But instead, what we have is what was revealed by God to us over centuries through many different cultures and times and peoples and places. They all respond to the call of God and have recorded their stories, and we have them in Scripture. And although we don't add to the Bible, we still have our stories that we add to the life of the church. Each of us brings in what we have, our souls and bodies, and offer it up to God and add our lines to the story. However great or small they may be, we each have a role in God's kingdom. We have each been called by God to be an heir of that kingdom, to be a part of that kingdom, to share that kingdom, to spread that kingdom, to make its presence felt in people's lives, to be Christ in the world. And so we take on that challenge, that opportunity, that frightful call to follow God, to be aware of God's presence in our lives, to seek after God, and to do God's will in the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.